Ronny Jackson, House Republicans Call for Joe Biden Cognitive Assessment. By Kyle Olson on June 18, 2021. Congressman Ronny Jackson, RTX, and several other House Republicans are calling for President Joe Biden to undergo a cognitive assessment after his trip to Europe. In a letter dated June 17, Jackson and his colleagues noted Biden agreed to such an assessment and detailed several examples of where Biden's mental decline and forgetfulness had become more apparent over the past 18 months, including in March, forgetting the names of the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, and the Defense Secretary, misidentifying time of day and Democrat members of Congress in February, in May, confusing the dates of riding an Amtrak train and the death of his mother, botching the first line of the Declaration of Independence in March 2020. The letter went on to cite Democrat U.S. Representative Jamie Raskin, MD, who, in an attack on former President Donald Trump, introduced legislation to create an independent commission to analyze a president's fitness for office and determine whether the president is mentally or physically unable to discharge the powers and duties of the office. The group, which also included Republican reps Bob Gibbs, O., Jeff Duncan, SC, Andy Harris, MD, Brian Babin, TX, Jody Isay, GA, Claudia Tenney, NY, W. Gregory Stoop, FL, Tom Tiffany, Y., Kat Kamick, FL, Jerry L. Carl, AL, Pat Fallon, TX, Diana Harsh-Barker, TN, and Beth Van Duyne, TX, agreed with Raskin's statement, they said. The American people deserve to have absolute confidence in their president. They deserve to know that he or she can perform the duties demanded of the office. And they deserve to have full transparency on the mental state of their highest elected leader, Jackson said in a statement. I would argue that the American people don't have that confidence in President Biden. When I was physician to President Donald J. Trump, the liberal media relentlessly pushed a narrative that he needed a cognitive test and that it should be the standard for anyone serving as commander-in-chief and head of state, he said. I administered the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, MOCA, test and President Trump excelled. Given the precedent set in Biden's clear mental impairment, I believe it is past time he undergo a cognitive test, Jackson said. In his letter, Jackson said, all presidents should follow the precedent set by former President Trump to document and demonstrate sound mental abilities. A copy of the letter was sent to Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor to the president. Jackson has had concerns about Biden's mental state for some time. I want my president, my commander-in-chief, my head of state to be a little bit sharper mentally than Joe Biden currently is, Jackson told the Kyle Olson Show last July. Maybe he would have been fine 10 years ago, but I legitimately think Joe Biden's window has closed, he said. I think that he's old enough now that he's having cognitive difficulties and that just happens. It's part of growing old, Jackson said. It doesn't take a neurosurgeon, it doesn't take a psychiatrist to realize that Joe Biden does not possess the mental acuity right now to lead this country, he told the Kyle Olson Show. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.